Welcome to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. The main goal of the project is to improve the reading skills and performances of grades 1 to 3 students in 450 primary schools. In today's program, we're joined by Kayan Scott, formerly of the Victoria Primary School in St. Catherine and New Century International Elementary in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and she's one of the outstanding reading coaches from Region 6. Welcome, Mrs. Scott.
Thank you.
Mrs. Scott, the work of the reading coaches has been integral to this project. What was the experience like for you?
Personally and professionally, it was a phenomenal experience for me, as well as my team members, oftentimes being a constant problem-solving process. We were able to build meaningful relationships with a variety of stakeholders, oftentimes employing a specific skill set and just a personal touch. The key was getting the buy-in to the vision, as well as establishing internal and external support systems, therefore promoting sustainability.
I'm glad you spoke about buy-in. Tell us, where were you based as a reading coach and how were you received by the teachers and principals?
In the first year, I supported 5 schools in St. Catherine: Macaulay Primary, Whitemar Primary and Junior High, Tredegar Park All Age, Sligoville All Age, and Montmorland Primary and Junior High. In the second year, as supervisory reading coach, I provided support to 25 schools across the region to include St. Catherine and Clarendon, as well as to 10 reading coaches assigned in Region 6. In each school, reactions were mixed with varying levels of resistance at times. However, by clearly and consistently communicating the purpose, picture, plan, and part that each stakeholder played, as well as keeping the needs of the children at the focal point, individuals became open and receptive. Probably the most dominant reaction, however, was heartfelt gratitude when we as coaches found ways to make information relevant and put individual literacy situations in perspective.
As a reading coach, what are the positive results that you were able to see in the schools where you worked?
Teachers have grown in their professional practice as they have adopted a more inclusive approach to teaching and learning. This was evident as teachers differentiated instructions to cater to the varied needs of their students, increasing the use of data to inform lesson planning and delivery, as well as interventions, periodically monitoring the progress of students, and employing a variety of classroom management strategies that promoted a positive learning environment. For students, they are more engaged in recreational reading. Parents are utilizing basic knowledge, skills, and strategies gained to create a balanced learning environment in their homes, as well as fostering an interest in reading. Also, there's a significant increase in the awareness of how their involvement positively impacts their child's or ward's educational gain. And lastly, administrators are more cognizant of how to effectively manage literacy instruction in the schools they supervise.
Now that you and fellow reading coaches have laid the foundation through this project, how do you think teachers can build on the momentum?
There are some fundamental things that teachers can do. They can utilize common planning sessions to collaborate with other teachers and specialists in their schools to strengthen the professional practice. They can continue using data to drive instruction, as well as progress monitoring tools to monitor students' progress. They should utilize the feedback given from literacy walkthroughs conducted. A big thrust was the literacy 1-2-3 planning framework, and I implore them to maintain that framework in the planning and delivery of language arts lessons. They should attend cluster-based workshops, as well as constantly research best practices, then share information garnered with their colleagues in professional learning communities, and maintain contact with the literacy team through the regional literacy coordinator, the literacy specialist, or the reading coach previously assigned to their schools. Moreover, they should invite the participation of other stakeholders in the process of improving literacy for all, and just simply keep literacy happening.
Thank you, Mrs. Scott. You have been listening to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. Joining us today was Mrs. Kayan Scott, one of the outstanding reading coaches under the project. This feature is brought to you by the USAID in partnership with the Ministry of Education, improving early grade reading skills in 450 primary schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.